you to have your Bibles, if you would, turn with us to the Gospel of St. John. St. John chapter 8. And we want to begin reading around verse 31. When you found it, please say amen. Somebody said, hold up. St. John, chapter 8. Beginning reading with verse 31. And it reads on this wise. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we being Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. And how sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And this morning we want to speak from a simple subject. Jesus set me free. Jesus set me free. This weekend, as we celebrate what we know as the 4th of July, it's amazing that many of us really have no clue as to what the occasion really is. And for those of us that are uninformative, the holiday is set aside to commemorate the independence of the 13 British colonies from the rule of England. And when you go back in history, in 1776, a man by the name of Thomas Jefferson penned what we know as the Declaration of Independence. And it reads something like, and we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, when he wrote this document, it's amazing that it did not pertain to the majority of the people. He was declaring that the 13 English colonies would no longer be subject to the King of England. However, I've come this morning to tell you that there's a big difference in declaring your independence and actually being free. See, in order to be free, a change has to take place. And a free person can't have a slave mentality. Now, I've come to ask you this morning, has Jesus set you free? Because, see, when Jesus really sets you free, what he does, he transforms your mind. And you don't think like you used to think. See, a free person don't think like a slave used to think. See, a slave has the mentality that I can only do what my master tells me I can do. But a free person says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Has Jesus set you free? Now, right now, the devil has most of your minds locked up and has thrown away the key. But I come to tell you this morning that Jesus, somebody say Jesus, has set you free. He's no longer a baby in Bethlehem, but he's the Savior of the world, and he has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to tell the devil today that I'm free and there are no chains holding me. Can I get a witness this morning? Came to tell you that just because you come to church doesn't mean that you're free. It means that you're religious and you can raise hell religiously. And as I read through the 66 plateaus of truth, I've never read where the Lord told me to be religious, but he did tell me that I must be changed. Now, if you've been changed, if you've been renewed, if you've been redeemed, then that means I don't think the way I used to think. I don't say the things I used to say, and I'm walking in authority. See, right now, the Bible said that we ought to be the head and not the tail, but we got some of us walking around as if we the caboose. But baby, you better get behind the engine. Jesus is the engine, and I'm right behind the engine. I refuse to be the caboose when Jesus sets you free. Some of us don't know what free means. You got to realize that you've been locked up in order to be free. And see, some of us have been down for so long that down seems not to bother you, but down bothers me. See, I don't want to be down. I don't want to think down. I don't want to look down. I don't want to go down, but I forever lift my eyes to the hill from which cometh my help. See, free folk look to the hills. I'm finna say something. You know, Rigby always opening his mouth. I'm finna say something. Yep, he finna say something. See, we've got too many people that have been coming to church talking about, Lord, here I come with a bowed down head and an humble heart. But see, the Bible said that we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace. And what that means is when I was living in sin, I had to come bow down with my head to the mother earth and prostrate because I was not worthy to look up to a true and living God. But once he set me free, Jesus, watch this, God is my Father, Jesus is my Savior, and the Holy Ghost is my babysitter, and I'm free because Jesus set me free. Ain't no room for no slaves in here. Sin can hold you bound. Sin will not allow you to enjoy the liberties that God has actually granted you. See, sin will put on handcuffs, ankle cuffs. It'll even put you in a straight jacket. And see, right now, that's the reason folk can't pray, because the devil has got you wrapped up in your straight jacket. But see, when Jesus set me free, that's when I said, I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Somebody this weekend will eat up a whole lot of ribs, Boston Bud, drink up a whole lot of Bud Light, and don't realize that this holiday actually was not intended for you. Go read the Declaration of Independence. It even said that it is not inclusive of African Americans and Native Americans. And see, actually, this land belonged to the Native Americans, and it's kind of hard for you to take something from me and then bow me from it. But I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. As we celebrate, see, we got to understand history. History means it's his story. And see, God's story is a whole lot different than what we tell it to be. Watch this. Most of us get excited about the Emancipation Proclamation, and we have programs all over this land and country talking about the Emancipation Proclamation set us free. Time out. For the lack of knowledge, our people perish. Somebody's going to get mad at me, but she'll get over it. Now watch this. The Emancipation Proclamation only freed the slaves in the rebelling states, and there were only 11 rebelling states, and there were 35 other states where the slaves still were not free. You talking about emancipation? Only Jesus can set me free. It was not until the 13th Amendment was passed that African Americans were really declared free. But see, freedom on a piece of paper is not really freedom. Amen. Women will get excited this weekend, and we'll cook up some fancy dishes, and we'll buy some new outfits, and we'll put on our makeup and get our hair and our nails and toes and fingers done, not realizing that this 4th of July was not intended for you. Nope, I ain't talking about racism. Because, see, women did not even get the right to vote until the 19th Amendment was passed, and that was in 1920, and the Declaration was written in 1776. 1876. 100 years. 1900. 124 years now. It was 144 years after this document was written that you didn't even have the right to vote. And we're talking about 4th of July. Only Jesus can set you free. What binds? Somebody said, what binds me? I'm fixing to get up out of here. Somebody said, what binds me? Sickness can bind you. See, sometimes this old body will begin to rack with pain, and it seems like the doctor can't do you any good. But if you really want to be free, let me connect you with heaven's physician. Somebody said he's Jehovah Rapha. He's a healer. And see, I can call a witness. Somebody said, well, when is Independence Day? But I can recall a woman that had been bent over for 18 years. And she would probably tell you that I was bent over and I couldn't straighten up. And I was going to church, but I was still kind of crooked. I was hunched over, but then I ran into a man named Jesus. And after that, Jesus set me free. Somebody want to celebrate Independence Day. And then I can see a woman had an issue of blood. 12 long years, 144 months. And she was going to the doctor, and she spent everything that she had. And she said, I'm still not free. Free from what, Pastor? I'm not free from this issue of blood. And now, not only did this woman have some issues, don't look at nobody else. Look in the mirror. You got some issues that need drying up. Somebody got hate in your heart and needs to be cut out of your heart. Somebody's mad at somebody because great-grandmama was mad. And great-grandma been dead for 40 years, but you still acting a fool being mad. That's because you're not free. Then this woman said, but I ran into a man by the name of Jesus. And I touched. I didn't get a chance to go to the doctor's office, but I touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, tell somebody immediately. See, you don't have to go through no appeal process for Jesus to set you free. Just say, God, I need you to set me free. Now watch this. I'm finna go somewhere. Jesus did not go to this woman to set her free. But this woman came to Jesus. Now I know some of y'all modernist folks say, well, we ain't really got to go to church. I can praise him at home. I can watch TV. Well, get sick and see if the TV comes see you.
You better quit bashing your local pastor. You. I love T.D., but go and watch T.D. and say, now, T.D., I'm sick. I promise you, won't no plane leave out of Texas and land at Gadsden Airport, and he come and touch you. But sometimes you got to call Jesus. He'll set you free. And the bad thing about it is that sometimes we have slave folk walking around in free territory, and they don't have enough sense to realize that they're free. Some of you may be familiar with the story that of an elephant. You can take a chain and tie an elephant. The elephant gonna break the chain. But you can just take a small little old rope and tie that elephant to that stand. And that elephant won't go anywhere. You know why? He doesn't realize how close he is to being free. And so I got some church folk that's been coming to church Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, and you don't realize how close you are to being free. All of us seem like sin has had us bound, and Paul says, when I would do good, it seems like evil is always present on every hand. Why is that? That's because the devil don't want you to be free. Somebody said, Pastor, free from what? It seems like, Pastor, that every 10 cents I've been coming to church, I've been catching hell. Watch this. Do you know why you're catching hell? Wake up. It's because you're free. See, when the devil had you, and you were doing any and everything, there was no need for him to bother you because you were living in the midst of his camp. But the moment that you said, for God I'll live and for God I'll die, what you didn't realize was is that you began to put a big old bullseye on your chest, and the ass was not for Superman, it was for saved. And because you are saved and sanctified and free, the devil is mad. So now he sends everything that he gets to throw at you, and he wants to put you back in captivity. But somebody better say, devil, I'm free. Somebody didn't say that you ain't free. I understand. See, everybody can't say that you're free and really mean it. When I look in the book of Genesis, I think it's chapter 2, verse 16, that the Bible says that when Adam and Eve were placed in the garden, that they were there and they had freedom to take whatever was in the garden other than one tree. And right now, watch this. I got some broke folk in here. I got some sick folk in here. I got some depressed folk in here. And see the Bible says that you can ask what you would, and it be done unto you. Now somebody said, what are you talking about, Pastor? Watch this. God cannot lie. Now this is what his word, and I can call God on his promise. He said, now if you'll bring me your tithe to the storehouse, that there might be meat in it. In other words, he said, I'll keep the boll weevil out your house and out your pocket. He said, I'll pull you out a blessing that you shall not have room enough to receive it. So what happens is, free folk shouldn't be broke folk. What am I free from, Pastor? I'm free from poverty. Somebody should have been shouting right then. See, you ain't always ridden in what you riding in today. Some of you used to be walking, but see, right now, somebody ought to be shouting that God set you free from poverty. Some somebody's depressed. Somebody say, I walked the floor all night long. What you walking for? For the Bible says that the Lord neither slumbers nor sleep. And see, free folk can lay down at night freely. And you can even say, if I don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. Right now, I can see Jesus and his disciples, and they should have known what Jesus was able to do. But still, they were with Jesus, but yet they were not free. Somebody said, what are you talking about, Pastor? See, there was some men that came around that were sick, and the disciples were not able to heal them. And they said, why? Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. See, free folk gotta have faith. See, faith says, I believe it. I see it. I can touch it even before it happens. And see, they should have been free in their mind. Why should they have been free in their mind? Because I can recall that there was a little boy that had a lunch, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. And the only thing they knew was that Jesus sat down and said, Father, we thank you for what we are about to receive, for the nourishment of our bodies. And about that time, watch what happened. 2 fish became 4 fish. 4 fish became 6 fish. 6 fish became 600 fish. 600 fish became 6,000 fish, because the Bible said that they fed 5,000, not counting the women and the children. But see, the only way you can have that miracle is that you got to be free thinking in your mind. You got to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Somebody here ought to be ready to say, God, I thank you for setting me free. Somebody said, Pastor, what else are you talking about? Then I can go to the book of Acts, and I can see a man that was sitting there. He had been begging for money. And he said, Peter, James, and John, I want you to give me some money. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I'll give it to you. And right now, somebody needs to unlock your mind. Get ready for that miracle that's about ready to happen in your life. And they said, about that time, they said, get up, start walking. And the Bible said he went running and leaping and praising God. Why? Because he had been set free. Anybody here ever been set free? Somebody said, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in and I saw a little light. Tell somebody, I saw the light. The light set me free. See, sometimes you gotta have something to lead you to freedom. And I can hear Paul saying, I was riding on my donkey. It wasn't no BMW. It wasn't a Mercedes Benz. When I looked up, I saw a light from heaven. It knocked me down. But I tell you, sometimes you have to get knocked down in order to be set free. Somebody said, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm not bound. I'm not chained up, because Jesus set me free. Yeah! I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Take me on the 8th flight and get me up out of here. Then I can tell you, I can see 3 boys down in a fiery furnace. They tell me because they would not bow. And let me tell you, free folk don't have to bow. They said, we're not bowing, but I'm going to trust in the Lord till I die. And the king said, I know that I put 3 men in the furnace, but behold, I see a 4th man. He looks like the Son of God, Jesus, will set you free. And I tell you, sometimes you gotta do something if you wanna be free. Let me call Paul and Silas, locked up in jail. They didn't have devotion, but they had praise and worship. And they tell me about that time around midnight. Tell somebody, midnight, the earth began to rock. The door swung open. It was because Jesus had set them free. Jesus will set you free. Hey. Anybody want to be set free? Anybody want to be set free? Jesus set me free a long time ago. I wasn't fit to live, but I wasn't ready to die. He loosed the shackle and it set me free. Not all that I ought to be, but don't you look at me, because I'm free. I'm free. Free. Yeah. Anybody know he's all right? He's all right. He's all right. Jesus will set you free. Take the shackles off your feet. Take the binders off your mind. And say, God, I want to be free. I want to be free. Anybody here want to be free? Anybody here want to be free? Sometimes you got to pray your way out your situations. Sometimes you got to praise your way out your situation. And Jesus will set you free. Anybody here really want to be free? See, can't no jail hold me. Can't no shackles bind me. And if you don't believe me, just ask Jesus. And he'll tell you that the devil thought he had me after they took me off that old rugged cross. They took me down, and buried me in an old dusty grave. All night, the first night, somebody thought he wasn't going to be free. All night, the second night, they thought he wasn't going to be free. I know I got some doubters here, but tell somebody, early, on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Jesus, set me free. He'll set you free. Will there be one today? The doors are open and he's saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's worthy of all your praise. Jesus is the only one that can set you free. I know you've been trying to free yourself and your mind, but only Jesus is able to set you free. And he who the Son sets free, I don't care what your neighbor told you, when Jesus sets you free, you can celebrate. You can let the fireworks go off. You can let the cannon go boom. And somebody can say, what are you celebrating? And you can say, I'm happy because Jesus, not Thomas Jefferson, but Jesus, not Abraham Lincoln, but Jesus set me free. Yeah. Somebody ought to shout up in here. He's all right.
Let's do it one more time.